This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Here's a question for you. Do you think 24 pallets of filled-in election ballots could change the results of the election in Pennsylvania? What if those ballots were shipped from New York State to Pennsylvania on election night? The truck driver has come forward under the Amistad Project's investigation.
I know I saw ballots with return addresses filled out, loaded onto my trailer in New York and headed for Pennsylvania, and wondered why I was driving complete ballots from New York to Pennsylvania.
100,000 ballots were missing, and that only 7 or 8 were found at UMS. Based on my previous experience, I believe that to be a lie.
Mainstream media and Attorney General William Barr still claim there's no evidence. NFL makeup game this afternoon. The Ravens at the Steelers, 3:40 p.m. Eastern on NBC. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Washington State's most populated county, King County, is establishing a new program to address its more than 7,000 court cases. The initiative includes using nonprofit community groups to decide the fate of offenders rather than a judge. The program will be available for first-time nonviolent criminals. This will allow alleged felons to bypass facing a judge and skip jail time. Tuesday, Republican Senator and law professor Ted Cruz of Texas urged the U.S. Supreme Court to hear an appeal of a case challenging the election results in Pennsylvania, saying the matter raises serious legal issues. A whistleblower truck driver has testified he delivered 24 pallets of filled-in ballots from New York State to Pennsylvania on election night. Although Attorney General William Barr says there's no evidence, how many ballots are on 24 pallets? The Trump administration has invited vaccine manufacturers, drug distributors, and government officials to a COVID-19 vaccine summit next week at the White House. It's scheduled for December 8th and will be attended by the President and Vice President Mike Pence. USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Illegal immigrants attempting to make their way to the United States through Mexico has surged since the presidential election. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Border Patrol agents are already seeing a Biden surge in illegal immigration at the southwest border, with numbers surging to 21% over the last month alone. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan says the worsening economic conditions south of the border are largely responsible, but illegal immigrants are also looking forward to a Biden administration. As far as some of the policy reversals we can expect, Morgan says,
it's not just amnesty. So I went down some of the policies that are being put out there. First, they're going to stop the travel ban. Second, they're going to stop MPP, which really ended catch and release. The second thing, they're going to stop deportations for at least 4 months. The strategy also supports sanctuary cities to protect criminal illegal aliens. They're also going to reward illegal aliens with significant rewards like health care and now amnesty.
Morgan speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
During the month of October, over 66,000 individuals were apprehended between the ports of entry on our southwest border, as compared to 55,000 in September and 47,000 in August. A mysterious space object that has been captured by Earth's gravity and is widely believed to be a rocket booster from the 1960s is now visible to stargazers as it gets closer to the planet. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It is time for James Herson, best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. And we've got lots to talk about from COVID-19. Lockdowns abound. Of course, he's in California. So do they lock up your door? You know, is it chained up and everything, James? And there's somebody out there counting the number of people that are coming in and out of your house?
No, they haven't chained us up yet, but they do have a policy encouraging people to snitch on each other with a snitch line. And, you know, the thing that happened here in California, now it's happened 2 weeks in a row, that in cities and towns and communities across the state, they made it a point to come out on the street and have essentially an anti-governor rally at 10:01 p.m. when the supposed curfew begins. And literally none of the sheriffs are enforcing curfew or enforcing these things. But I have a theory. I have a theory what this is all about. And I think it's still about the election because we have a contested election. They want to keep us believing that we're in this serious medical emergency. Why? Because they want to continue the mail-in voting and ballot harvesting for Georgia.
Exactly.
So that they can take over the Senate, which, unfortunately for America, is looking more and more likely because of the fact that the Secretary of State of Georgia, who says he's a Republican, who says he's a Trump supporter, appears to be acting more like Jerry Nadler has taken over his body.
Maybe.
This guy is carrying out every single policy that the Democrats want. He's standing in the way of meaningful recounts. He's asking the president to concede. He is just, and this is a guy, by the way, he campaigned in Georgia during his election that he was campaigning on voter IDs,
right,
the integrity of elections, and the man gets in.
So what happened, James, from voter ID integrity of elections to this? I mean, there's been some suggestion that his wallet got suddenly fat. Is there some bribes going on here? I mean, it smells like it.
Well, Sidney Powell has alleged in a filed complaint that not only the Secretary of State, but the Governor Kemp have received money for the purchase of the Dominion software that is the subject of a lawsuit that's in 30 states across the country. And Americans now, you know, no matter what, they had a hack go on what used to be called Fox News, now it's called Faux News, a hack go on there, they wouldn't even have a real officer of Dominion go on television. It's a hired PR guy that used to work for Mitt Romney, goes on TV and basically spouts these generalities. But I think,
and all of a sudden he is the profound voice, the final voice on this. Yeah, when you have all this anecdotal information, you've got witnesses coming up against them. The other thing is that why have the election boards not confiscated all these machines and held them as evidence, James? I mean, you're an attorney. I mean, the custodian of evidence here seems to be very loose right now, and now we're going to be up to all kinds of shenanigans, kind of like what we went through with Hillary Clinton, where you had the just outright destruction of evidence. I mean, are we going to have that? I mean, we already, I mentioned from the very get-go, it's like, who's keeping the envelopes, the original envelopes?
Wait, Bill. CNN says there is no evidence.
Oh, okay.
But, Dominion Software, questionable ownership. It's a hacker's dream. Texas rejects it. How does it end up in all these states? It's a foreign company. It's been involved with vote cheating in the past. And the American people were screaming for both voter ID and for paper and pen, paper and pencil, paper ballots that can be traced. And Democrats were screaming for it a few years ago. And so yesterday, mentioned the law was an absolutely head-scratching day because Linwood has a lawsuit in Georgia. It involves these machines because apparently the Secretary of State, with the approval of the governor, had ordered the software to basically be stripped of data and all the flash drives to be stripped of data. Oh, they're going to upgrade it. On a Sunday,
Linwood
went for an emergency order to a judge. We want to have the preservation of evidence. We want you to order that they cannot touch these machines. And the judge said yes. And then about 45 minutes later, the judge reversed himself and said, go ahead and destroy the evidence. And America erupted.
Yes.
And every Republican organization in the area said they were going to storm those locations where the machines were in Georgia. They were going to occupy the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
It was activism to the max. And the judge reversed himself again. And he issued another order saying for 10 days we have to not strip the data. My fear is you've got essentially a criminal element in these states. They're destroying evidence. They're the same people, many of whom were paid by Mark Zuckerberg, who engaged in the cheat and the steal with witnesses watching. And so, yes, America, our hearts are hanging. We're saddened that our country has actually come to this level. But at the same time, we know that we have to be resilient.
Exactly.
The battle isn't over. We have to fight it out to the very last, because what's at stake is enormous. It is the fundamental foundational principles and institutions of the country. It is the end of the republic as we know it. And that's what's at stake.
It's all about truth, James. I mean, our government was established based on right principles, true principles, and all that the Democrats want to put up in flames. I say the Democrats, there's also, as I was talking with Amy Kramer, formerly of the Tea Party Patriots, years ago, we finally had a reconnect. There, you talk about storming right now. You've got a Trump march that's taking place across the country. And we saw what happened a couple of weeks ago in D.C. when they all came together. Over a million people came to D.C. to support justice and the true American way and to you know, demonstrate to this president that you're not here by yourself. We appreciate that you're on the front line. I mean, Donald Trump is the only one that's holding back the dam right now, James. Any other Republican, I would say Republican aspiring president, or even from presidents of past, I have the sense they would have folded by now. They would have just said, okay, and acquiesced, conceded, but not Donald Trump. Donald Trump's not your typical politician, and he's fighting the good fight, just as you said, on behalf of America and the American way of life. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from James after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Men around the country may have participated in No Shave November, but the Tide Radio Ministry is taking it much further. Once again, we are initiating our unique Year Beard Challenge to raise support and awareness for the Tide Radio Ministry. We're looking for men who are willing to stop shaving and grow beard for the entire year. Through the Year Beard campaign, the bearded guys will each have a goal to help provide more airtime for the Tide Ministry's gospel radio broadcast in Asia, Africa, and Europe. Participants in the Year Beard Challenge can sign up to grow their beards for 1, 3, 6, or all 12 months, with the ultimate goal of making it possible for more people to hear about Jesus in their own language.
To learn more about how you or someone you know can help the Tide Ministry share the gospel by simply putting away your razor and telling people why, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with the best-selling author, media and legal analyst, James Herson. James, look it, freedom is not free. And we've had so many before us that have paid the ultimate price. And this is not a time for the lack of the courageous. We have got to step up. We've got to be courageous, you know, to fight what requires us to fight with commitment and conviction for the truth. Do we not?
We do. And the American people love the truth. A poll by the McLaughlin Group and Newsmax discovered that when it comes to Republicans, 97% believe that the election was illicit. And as a matter of fact, when they went to a sample of all Americans, more than two-thirds think it's illicit. Mm-hmm. And the elite, including Fox News, who's lost 50% of their audience and doesn't seem to care,
right?
The elite believes that we should just move on, don't pay attention. Oh, you know, president-elect, the office of the president-elect, blah, blah, blah. It's not going to work. There's too many people. 70 million is way too many.
Yes.
And Abraham Lincoln told us you can't fool all of them, and you can't.
Right.
And so people know what they saw. There's three document dumps that all took place in the middle of the night, and without those document dumps, that there would be no media narrative, because the media narrative would be President-elect Trump. Mm-hmm. But because of those document dumps, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of ballots, votes with mathematical anomalies, after they had said that the polls were closed, that the counting was closed.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that when they shut down the counting, do they reopen it in the middle of the night? Who ever heard of anything?
Without observers, without any Republican oversight whatsoever.
Exactly. And so we know what happened, and we have mountains of evidence. And I still believe there's a pathway. Even some conservatives are getting very pessimistic. But you cannot, we've learned this, you cannot count Donald Trump out.
Right.
Everybody always counts him out, and you can't.
And they find out the hard way. James, to this point, what is being suggested by the mainstream media is they're trying to lure the Republican votes in Georgia for these two Senate seats, saying that Republicans are succumbing to this voter fraud fatigue, so to speak, and that they are opting not to participate in this critical election. How much manure are they trying to pour on the alleged mushrooms of America?
Yeah, I mean, this hatched, in my opinion, from the minds of a Barack Obama strategist to try to spread this rumor, as you call it very aptly, election fraud fatigue. And, we're going to, I think it may have even been Roger Stone it's attributed to.
Mm.
Oh, let's really show them. Let's write in Trump on the runoff election. Oh, let's show him who's boss by letting him win.
Mm, yes.
And letting him take over the Senate, abolish the filibuster, change America, abolish the judiciary. Yeah, oh, that'll teach him. I mean, this is the most ridiculous idea ever floated. I saw a clip of Rona McDaniel trying to quash it when some supposed Republicans, I don't know if they were or not.
But James, do you realize what would happen? I mean, if Republicans come out so resoundingly and reelect Perdue and Loeffler, to the Senate, I mean, just smack, run their rear ends all over Georgia once and for all. What kind of statement is that going to make to the rest of the country?
Well, it's a very good statement for the good part of the country. But it's very clear the uninformed and evil, demon-possessed part of the country, nothing matters to them. They
right.
just push forward, and they're willing to do anything.
America doesn't want cheaters.
It justifies the man.
Yeah, we don't want cheaters. It's anathema to us.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, there are some who do. They condone it. They celebrate it. They applaud it. Bette Midler recently basically said that.
Yeah.
Others in Hollywood say idiotic things like that. But I think what they've awakened a sleeping giant.
I think so. I think you're right.
More than ever.
Exactly.
And the Republican Party better get activated as a party. That's another thing. They should learn their lesson from Fox News. The incredible loss of support. There's never been anything like it.
It's really breathtaking.
And for,
yeah, exactly. It's so breathtaking, James, and for them to continue that course is total idiocy. But that's what ideologues do. See, Peterson, said it very clearly that you can become so ideologically fixed that you render yourself, stupid. And that's what's happening right now. That's what ideology does. And this is why it's so important for us to practice and hold on to our First Amendment right of free speech. And speaking of which, you've got Eric Clapton. I mean, our hero. Come on, are you kidding me? The cancel culture is going after him because of an anti-lockdown song that was written by Van Morrison, right? And that he performed?
Yes. It's quite amazing. Basically, Van Morrison has become an activist with his music. This has been a time-honored tradition since the 1960s, protest songs. So he's released a series of songs against lockdowns.
Yeah.
And Eric Clapton recorded the latest one that's going to be released. And Clapton, to his dismay, is now being called a racist and a white supremacist. And back 40 years ago, when he was addicted and inebriated at a concert, when he spoke out against immigration in the UK, they're bringing up these quotes, just like what they did with John Wayne and with others.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel culture at its worst, coming after Eric Clapton. I hope he stands his ground. Ironically, the song that he's releasing is Stand and Deliver.
Yes,
so
I love it.
We need him to stand, to stay standing against the outrage mob. But this is a guy, I personally, you mentioned a hero. One of the things, the guy's won scores of Grammys.
Yeah, like what are they going to do, kick him out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
three times he's inducted. And,
yeah.
We're talking about Cream and the Yardbirds and Blind
exactly.
Faith, Derek and the Dominoes, all this stuff. But the thing he did is he had a deep respect for the blues, an American treasure. And what he did was bring those tunes into his albums, Muddy Waters, B.B.
Yes.
King, a whole bunch of others. He even did a series of things to keep alive the music of Robert Johnson, Delta
yes.
Blues, man.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
think his legacy is set.
Yes.
He's probably the most talked about guitarist in the history of music. See this turn, a 180-degree turn, an immediate vicious attack, including the Vulture website, including the Los Angeles Times, and a whole bunch of other.
Well, that's really no surprise. You know, it's interesting because Van Morrison, of course, Van Morrison could never be a spokesman. If you've ever seen him in concert, he doesn't say much. He just lets the music speak. And, so I don't know that I've heard Van Morrison ever complete a sentence. Have you?
I haven't. I don't suspect that he is that articulate other than in music. But there's another guy that's a legend of the group Them.
Yes.
So where he burst on the scene singing Gloria, Gloria.
Yeah.
And by the way, Allred was not her last name.
No,
and,
that's not.
and then, of course, Van Morrison, very unique kind of soul, almost countrified soul.
Yeah.
But now, he had the nerve to call lockdowns fascist. He had the nerve in song lyrics, to make fun of UK, quote, unquote, scientist.
Well, we got to leave it there and to be continued with James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst right here. James, thank you so much. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
All right. Thanks for having me. Take care.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Here's a question for you. Do you think 24 pallets of filled-in election ballots could change the results of the election in Pennsylvania? What if those ballots were shipped from New York State to Pennsylvania on election night? The truck driver has come forward under the Amistad Project's investigation.
I know I saw ballots with return addresses filled out, loaded onto my trailer in New York and headed for Pennsylvania, and wondered why I was driving complete ballots from New York to Pennsylvania.
100,000 ballots were missing, and that only 7 or 8 were found at UMS. Based on my previous experience, I believe that to be a lie.
Mainstream media and Attorney General William Barr still claim there's no evidence. NFL makeup game this afternoon, the Ravens at the Steelers, 3:40 p.m. Eastern on NBC. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and, you know, it's being reported here, you know, somewhat shockingly that A.G. Barr is saying there's no evidence. That's not exactly what he's saying, according to Epoch Times. The DOJ is not done investigating election fraud, according to a spokesperson. The DOJ issued a statement just yesterday in response to the backlash from an article by AP, which quoted Attorney General William Barr saying, to date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. Okay, some media outlets have incorrectly reported that the DOJ has concluded its investigation of election fraud and announced an affirmative finding of no fraud in the election. Well, this is not what the Associated Press reported, nor what the Attorney General stated, according to a DOJ spokesperson, and this is according from CBS News reporter Catherine Herridge. The department will continue to receive and vigorously pursue all specific and credible allegations of fraud as expeditiously as possible. I mean, it is, it's hard to deny what's happening. I mean, the people are coming forth, and I got to hand it to these people. Hundreds of people are coming in. They're signing sworn affidavits, which, you know, you don't do lightly. I mean, it comes with penalty if for any reason you're telling, you know, a false story here. And, you know, like the story that you just heard in the news of a postal worker, you know, taking hundreds of thousands of ballots. I mean, why would you take 100,000 of ballots from New York to Philadelphia? You know, what's up with that? I mean, just on its face, you go, what's going on here? And of course, there are more stories like this. And I say the bravery of these individuals who are coming forth is quite definitive and courageous at the same time. Because in this cancel culture and this culture that would love to dox and do everything you can when anybody speaks out outside of the purported party line and the assumed party line that we have a president-elect Joe Biden, well, then, you know, you're out of the club. Whether it has to do with, you know, if you're in the media in any sorts. In fact, Daphne Barak, who we interviewed yesterday, has released a, or will be releasing a new documentary. And she has interviewed some, you know, couple dozen entertainment types in Hollywood to get their idea. Yes, there's some pro, pro spokesperson, I mean, pro conservatives like Scott Baio and Kevin Sorba. But others, but there's still others who, you know, resist, who are resisting Donald Trump, and they don't believe in him and stuff like that. But what they're trying to hold to is the fact that that we have to talk. Is saying that look at not talking about this is not in our best interest. And we're expecting a call from Jenny Beth Martin. I guess she got hung up, but is waiting for a call back from us one more time. So just letting the studio know that I just got a text, and that's why I was a little halty here right now in getting Jenny Beth back on with us. Jenny Beth, of course, is a founder of the Tea Party Patriots, and she is the president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. She also is a columnist for the Washington Times, and she is there in Georgia and giving us a bird's eye view as to what's going on there. Jenny Beth, glad we could connect and glad to get you on the show here. I particularly wanted to talk about what's going on in Georgia. A lot of people are concerned. You got Stacey Abrams saying she's got over 600,000 ballots, and I'm not sure if those are physical ballots that she has on her person that she's going to dump into the the special Senate election. What is the governor going to do? I mean, Dominion is the whole system, the whole voting system, the software and the hardware is very suspect right now. A lot of allegations, still a lot to be determined, but there's a lot of smoke there. Is Georgia going to just use the same thing that they used for the primary election, not the primary, but for the general election, and then we're going to have to live with even more confusion once again after the special election? What's the status?
Right now, that is the answer to your question is yes, they are using the exact same system. They're using the exact same signatures for absentee ballot applications that they used before. And they are sending absentee ballot applications out to people who had supposedly previously requested them if they are over 65 in the military or overseas. So the answer to that is yes. Now, one thing that the president's legal team has been requesting, they sent a fifth request on Monday to the Secretary of State to audit the signatures of the absentee ballot envelopes, the signatures on the absentee ballot applications, and the signatures on file. I think it's very, very important that that happen. And if we can get that to happen, and it may wind up having to happen through a court order, then I think that that may change the situation a little bit for the runoff. But right now, we're at a point where absentee ballots are already being mailed out to people in Georgia without having audited these signatures.
Well, the absentee ballots are one thing. I mean, they're a little bit more secure, but open mail in just mailing out ballots, like they did previously, like all the states did, is a nightmare. I mean, enough studies have been done in the past. Even Donald Trump said early on, look, this is going to open us up to fraud. And what do we have? I mean, reports of voter fraud all over the place. Now, the mainstream media doesn't want to report on it. They want to ask questions about it. And they want to ask President Trump, oh, when are you going to secede? and acquiesce to what the election results are indicating right now. And, you know, to me, I believe he should throw it right back in their lap and say, look, why don't you check this stuff out? You're the journalist. This is your job and responsibility to the American people is to check out all this, you know, these reports of voter fraud. How did they ignore that headline?
Well, I think that we can tell how part of the way that they ignore it by looking at the work that James O'Keefe and Project Veritas has been releasing in the last 18 hours or so with the, the phone calls about what the editorial call for CNN. They just make a decision that they are going to ignore it. I agree with you. The president should, and we all should be putting it back on the lap of the media. One thing that I have said that I've started talking about and conveying to people is this. If I were attacked, if I were physically attacked, I would go and report the crime to the police, and the police would then have the authority and the ability to go and find evidence. Mm-hmm. And they have a different kind of investigative authority than I have.
Right.
I think that there was a crime that was done to the president's campaign, to me as an individual voter in Georgia, and to individual voters around the entire country.
Exactly.
And the way that this works is that we are responsible for finding the evidence of the crime and showing the world the evidence, even though we don't have the same kind of investigative authority. And much of the evidence is in the hands of the state, in the case of Georgia, because those signatures are, or the local government, so maybe not the state government, but by state, I mean broadly speaking, the government, because those signature files, the envelopes, the applications, and the signature on file for the voter registration are in the hands of the government. I can't get that. I can't barge into the government offices to get it. So it is a weird situation where the onus of, and the burden of proof is on me, but I don't have the ability to actually invest.
The remedy. Exactly. Well, and the other issue is these election boards seem to be autocratic themselves. And some of the states are avoiding some accountability by saying, well, that's an election board's decision. I mean, this just only adds to the confusion and the lack of credibility and lack of trust that we're having in the whole process here, Jenny Beth.
It does. I think that we are going to see more legal action out of the president's team, at least in Georgia. And I think that through that we'll get some relief. It's going to have to be court-ordered relief.
Well, without a doubt, we have to protect the integrity of this upcoming election happening on January the 5th of next year. Jenny Beth Martin has been with us. Jenny Beth, appreciate the time. Take care.
This is sponsored by Amazon. This holiday season, Amazon is delivering smiles to charities across the country with the help of celebrity partners Gabrielle Union and Ali Raisman. And it's easy for customers to join them in giving back. Kate Scarpa, Amazon spokesperson.
We're proud to support charities that have been impacted by the challenges of this year. And customers can also join us in giving back by shopping through Amazon Smile. By starting at smile.amazon.com, customers can find incredible holiday deals, low prices, and convenient shopping with the added bonus that Amazon will donate a portion of their purchase price directly to the charity of their choice at no cost to them.
Customers can also donate items to charities directly at smile.amazon.com/charity lists, where nonprofits create wish lists of the items needed most. Additionally, shoppers can donate to Toys for Tots by saying, Alexa, donate to Toys for Tots, or make a monetary donation to a charity of their choice by saying, Alexa, I want to make a donation. Learn more and give back this season at smile.amazon.com.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1 hit. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the time. Before the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, this is what America needs. America does need a comeback, and it's going to require all hands on deck. Not a Republican or a Democratic thing. This is a we the people kind of thing. It's all about the Constitution. Clearly, we have been worked here. There's no doubt. I mean, the forces that were against, conservatives and against this president mounted. I mean, it was all hands on deck on their side, whether you're talking the mainstream media, talking social media, big tech, corporate America. We're talking foreign influences. It's most amazing that what a difference 4 years can make, Rick Manning. 4 years ago, there was the suggestion of foreign influence under a phony dossier about the Russians. But yet the mainstream media and everybody else would like to ignore the influence, the clear influence of the communist Chinese, right?
Yeah, it is. Well, Bill, this is easy, and it's simply when it's their side that is engaged in and really clear selling out to communist China, then they're willing to turn a blind eye. But in fact, we know that they actually created the entirety of the Russian narrative in order to help Hillary Clinton. That's why the Russian narrative existed, because Hillary Clinton had a uranium problem. Right. She had a uranium one problem, and she needed to fix it. The Russian reset was all about getting paid, and so the way they took that off the agenda was effectively by falsely accusing President Trump of colluding with Russia, when in fact that is what they did. So, in many respects, it's not that different. The difference is that the left has consolidated. It would have seemed tinfoil hattish to sit there and talk about the media and the social media, Silicon Valley, and the Democratic Party and massive donors all coming together and essentially putting all the weight that they have, all the power that they have, in concert for a political effort. That would have seemed to be almost impossible for the public to believe 4 years ago.
Right.
And today, I think 50% of the public believes it 100%.
But, you know, the surprising thing, even with all that power and force that they put against Donald Trump, the only way they could do this is by cheating. I mean, it wasn't enough that they used big tech, that they used all their corporate money. I mean, we're talking in three states for three senates, over $100 million for those seats, and they lost all three. So their money wasn't even good enough. And so the only way that they could make this happen is like the report that we heard last night, you know, from this UPS driver, this postal service driver, who was taking, you know, from New York, hundreds of thousands of ballots up to Philadelphia. What's all that about?
Well, I think we know what it's about. It's about stuffing ballot boxes, and it's, you know, it's basically cheating the old-fashioned way, except for it's doing it. It's not doing it onesies and twosies. This, we're talking about, you know, millions of ballots that are being funneled into systems. Mm-hmm. And when Rudy Giuliani says that the president would have won Pennsylvania by 500,000 votes if not for cheating, I think he's right.
He's probably,
the president would have won. Would have won Michigan by 50,000 votes without, if not for cheating. I think he's right.
Yeah.
The challenge, of course, is the thing that the left did in 2018 was extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
They won the governorship of Michigan. They won the governorship of Wisconsin. They won the governorship in Pennsylvania. In all three of those states, they also happened to win the Secretary of State's office.
Right.
And so, and that's where you get your election certified. And that's where, you know, if you want to win a fraudulent vote count, have the Secretary of State in your pocket, because that leads the way to getting that done.
Well, you know, going back to if the truth really matters here, I mean, we've got a retired general, 3-star Thomas McEnany, said that Donald Trump, in his estimation, this is 3-star general, in his estimation says that Donald Trump should have accumulated over 80 million votes. I think the exact number he quoted was something like 84 million votes. I mean, that's from his perspective and his understanding of what's going on here. You know, reasonable people can look at this and go, look at this. This just doesn't add up. Mathematicians look at the numbers. They study them. They go, this thing is so fraudulent on its surface. And then, of course, AP misquoted A.G. Barr in saying, hey, there's nothing there. Well, that's not exactly what he said. What he said is that, hey, we're investigating and we're continuing to look at every legitimate claim. And that's what they're doing. But the way the AP reported and other news media, the way they picked it up, including CNN, is like the A.G. has folded his tent on this issue. They have not.
Well, they haven't, but once again, the entire campaign that's being run is to demoralize the Trump supporters,
right,
and to say, have people say there's really no chance.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
because of what we're looking at in Georgia, Rick. I mean, they're doing everything they can to dishearten them, and there's some, you know, suggestion that you've got voter fatigue going on and that Republicans think it's a fait accompli and they're just going to roll over and make sure that Perdue and Loeffler do not get elected.
Well, I don't think it's voter fatigue. What I think it is if you believe the system, here's the double-edged sword of what we're talking about. If you believe the system's fixed, then why bother participating in it? And so as we talk about the election being stolen, which it was, voters sit there and they say, on the other hand, well, if that's the case, then why should I bother sticking my neck out and voting?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer to that question is, just because somebody cheated doesn't mean that you don't play the game the next time. And this is the next time. And every cheat that they did this time, there will be people are going to be trying to deal with those cheats up front. They're going to be focused on those cheats up front.
Mm-hmm.
Your vote counts more this time than it did last time, because we're going to be focused like a laser beam on those illegal ballots, and there will be a fist fight. There will be a bloodbath over those illegal ballots in Georgia, because, quite honestly, losing the Senate, if Biden is president, has a lot more consequences And a lot of the people who lose under those circumstances didn't really like Donald Trump very much.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't end up with the establishment against us kind of scenario, which is what happened with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
We end up with the establishment against the establishment.
Right.
And that's and in that case, the Republican establishment fights really hard for the crumbs that they're going to get. It's not so much of the policy and all that. It's about power, and I hate to say that, but it does have policy impacts.
And that is bipartisan.
If you want to preserve the Trump,
if you want
to preserve the Trump legacy, you have to go to vote. If you're in Georgia, you have to go vote.
Right.
If you're thinking about helping in Georgia, you have to help. You have to do everything possible to win Georgia.
Well, this is another example of kicking the can down the road. See, illegal voting has been going on. Voter fraud has been going on forever.
Mm-hmm.
And people have chosen to turn a blind eye. The typical response, even from the judges, we hear your complaint. Maybe that's going to affect a dozen votes. The guy lost by 200,000 votes, so it's not going to change anything. Well, not immediately, but down the road, it does change a whole lot because it tells the perpetrators, it tells these scoundrels and these fraud actors that interfere with our legitimate electoral process, it tells them it's okay, they can get away with it. And they felt like they could get away with it to the extent that they are, they're manipulating. I mean, not a dozen votes. I mean, we're talking, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of votes here in a very sophisticated process. And it doesn't take a genius to figure this out, to see, even on the potentiality of it all, if I can use that word, on the potential of it all, Rick. I mean, if this doesn't, throw up flags all across the country, of course, we know that half of the country is, they're for Biden. They think Biden won, all this talk of voter fraud, CNN. And of course, James O'Keefe and with Veritas is exposing CNN big time, as if we didn't know, but directly from, from the chairman and the president himself. I mean, he's being quoted exactly what the intent of CNN has been. And it's obvious. I mean, it's like some people think they're hiding. All you got to do is watch the television. You can see what they're doing.
Yeah, but you can only see if you know enough contextually to know what
yes.
they're doing. But what you said is really, really important. The brazenness of the left in terms of stealing this election is really kind of breathtaking.
Mm-hmm.
But let me talk about aftermaths here. Because we all sit there and we talk about, they got away with it. And it's very well they may get away with it. That is very possible. But you know what they're not going to be able to do? They're not going to be able to talk to 50% of America ever again with any kind of credibility.
Right.
The cost that they bear is disastrous for them because you're going to see mainstream media, you're going to see CNN, AT&T is going to get rid of that property because it is a money loser, and AT&T
right.
is $180 billion in debt. They're going to try to get rid of that property. You know what that's going to happen to those guys at CNN? They're all losing their jobs.
Yeah.
Because CNN can't be what CNN was the last 6 years. They're going to have to totally rebrand.
Yeah, where are they going to go?
CNN's going to go down.
Exactly. Where are these people going to go? There's no place for them to land. You're exactly right.
Yeah, they'll land in the Biden administration, but the point is, that network will die as an entity as a result. MSNBC, how long is NBC going to put up with MSNBC?
Exactly.
A low rating cost Rick, drag.
We're out of time. We got to leave it there until next week. The president of the Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning, right here. Thank you, Rick. Take care, buddy.
Thank you. Bye bye.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get